Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. So I see that some of you are on the air with me. I pray that you did not have any sign-in issues. I pray that you can hear me clearly, for this is part of the International Happy Birthday Month to me. And so I'm so grateful that God has allowed each and every one of us to see another day. And, of course, I'll be turning the program over to Minister Sheila in a few minutes, and she can pray for us. And then from there, we will come back and share the, you know, up to three things that we're still thanking God for in this month of November, which we had our Thanksgiving on Thursday, and then we also had a time for us to celebrate birthdays and different things of that sort. So, Minister Sheila, are you ready to pray?
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Apostle Elect.
just want to thank God. Thank you, man. Thank God and my Father and Lord Jesus Christ, the Son, the magnificent Father and Son that gives us life that we may still exist today. Father, I give honor to you for blessing us with another day, for each day that we, that you give us life, it's a new birthday, it's another new day of life for us to learn and to honor and to treasure your commandments, your way of life, and to lead us into a better way of life and to fulfill us with love and happiness. Lord, I thank you for Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Missionary Linda Handy, Minister Brandon Kaiser. Lord, I just thank you for each and every one on this earth, the teachers, the bishops, the pastors, the evangelists, and all that you have here to teach us your way of life and to let us know the love and the guidance that you have for us is so beautiful, so perfect, and it's so real. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunties. I thank you for my bloodline family and also my spiritual family, the family of the world, of the ones I know and I don't know. Lord, I just thank you every day. Well, yet I know that you did not have to bless us to have another day, but Lord, I thank you for each and every living thing that you gave life to today. And I thank you and I ask you to bless us and teach us and show us how to go through this virus that's going around, that's taking over the world and taking the lives of people and making them sick, and to deal with it and to cure us, Lord, and to bless us. And bless this government that's going to one side, that don't know. They see no, but they don't want to realize and face the fact that they are here to serve all people, not some people, not just their people, but the world of the people that they are was voted into office for, to cover the whole United States and to the overseas that has accounts to help this world survive. And thank you and bless this law enforcement to let them know that they are here to serve each and every human being, to let this world know that the racialness, this ugliness need to go away. They need to put it in the box and bury it, and to let them know no matter what your color is, your sex, your creed, your religion, we are all here due to one Father and the Son that blessed us with life and made this world. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you for blessing us and raising us up and to help us to understand that the devil will confuse you, but to let us know that one is you, and to teach us the way of you and to help us learn and to survive under your name, Father. I thank you and I thank you and to help us understand no matter what our finance is, our illness, or whatever situation we're going through, that we need to turn it over to the hands and put it in the hands and the directions of our God, our Father, and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus, that can solve all problems. We just have to trust and believe. And I thank you, and I thank you, God, I thank you for another birthday, another day of life for each and every living thing forever in your life and blessing me with mine. Forever and ever. Amen. Back to you, Blossom.
Amen. So you all know I had a birthday on yesterday, and so the Lord blessed me to turn 59. My sister, Minister Sylvia, turned 60 last month, and then I have Minister Sheila, who's going to be having her birthday on next month, and so we'll be celebrating her, of course. And so I just thank God for so much. And I want to share a few scriptures with you, and then I'm going to turn the line over to our listeners so that I can hear those things that you are grateful for and that you are showing God thanksgiving for. And I will do the same. So the first scripture is 1 Chronicles 29 and 13. It says, "And now we thank you, O our God, and praise your glorious name." Hebrews 13 and 15 says, "Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name." Psalms 28 and 7 says, "The Lord is my strength, my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him." And then Psalms 56 and 4 says, "And God, whose word I praise, and God I trust, am not afraid. And what can mere mortals do to me, my God?" Psalm 69 and 30. "I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving." Psalms 89, 1 and 2. "And I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. And with my mouth, I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, and that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself." And then, excuse me, the last verse I will read for now is Psalms 95, 1 and 3. "Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come unto his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God, and a great king above all gods." So now you can share those things that you're grateful for, because I know that I know that I know. I don't even have to hear what you're thankful for, but I know you have something to be thankful for. I know that me saying, you know, share at least three things to thank God for, that is nothing in comparison to all of the things that he's done for you. I mean, we don't even have to go back to what he did to you, did for you, and even did to you, you know, last year. We could go all the way back to when you were a child. I mean, the things he's blessed you with your parents and your siblings. And, I mean, there's so much to be grateful for. So now I'll open up the lines and just share, you know, 3, 10, 15, whatever you want to, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I know that God has been good to you. So can you please share a few things that God has done for you, or that you have done that God has blessed you to do, or however you want to share your thanksgiving, even if it's scriptures or quotes or jobs or promotions or what has God given you or done for you that you're grateful for? The lines are open.
Yes, ma'am. I'm very grateful that I have a niece in this world. And that little girl, I'm going to spoil her. And I know that she's going to have to go through hard times, but I know that she has an outside, you know, person to reach to that's not direct. You know, I'm not even 1,000 miles close to her. She's over there in California. I'm over here in Illinois. So, yeah, I am very appreciative of the fact that I have the ability to know her. Outside of that, I'm very appreciative of the ability to take what was laid before me, just like Adam and Eve, and mold something that is beneficial for all mankind. I went to school and I became an agronomist, and I'm coming up with new soil samples that people should use to farm, and hopefully this will produce higher yields all across the world. And I'm very appreciative.
Hey, man.
I'm very appreciative of that ability to do so.
Amen. And we're thankful for you to give God the glory for those things that he thanked you for. I mean, you talked about family, and you also talked about things that can help others. So we thank you so much. Is there anyone else
ma'am.
That wants to share things that you're thankful to God for? Oh, by the way, what's your name?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What's your name?
I'm Josh.
Thank you, Josh, for sharing that with us, because many times we forget to be thankful for the things that God has blessed us with, especially when it comes to innovation. So thank you for sharing that wonderful testimony of the thing that he gave you as far as innovation, creativity. Is there anyone else?
Good morning again. I just want to say I thank God. I thank God for giving us life in a new day, that the 11th month of this year that he have brought all us through and have protected us and keeping us safe, and thanking God for my baby sister making another birthday that she didn't have to make, but I thank God because so many did not make it to their birthday of this year or did not make it to just another day. And I thank God for that family get together and cherish and to love and to thank God for another Thanksgiving. I just thank God for life. Because through to so much that we're going through, due to your nationality, your color, your sex, that the devil is just trying to really take control and ruin the world that God has made for us. But I just thank God that no one that I've known of that is close to this family, that's in this family, that's around this family, that this virus have just taken over and just taken out. It might have nudged us but a little bit, but we are still here. We have survived. I just thank God, because I know, if you don't know, we could be worse than what we are. But through the graciousness of God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, we are covered. We are blessed more than we realize. But we need to understand and say, God, I thank you, because it wasn't for your covers, your covenant, your love, your grace of us, we would not be. I just want to thank God for each and every person on this line and on this earth that have made it to this day, for praying and thanking God for them for right now. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. I know your voice. That's Minister Sheila. And we thank you for thanking God for family. We thank you for thanking God for even the people that called in this morning. We thank you for being thankful for having a family member that had a birthday, and for God's protection and his grace. I mean, you thank God for quite a few things, and I appreciate the fact that God was the center of your Thanksgiving. Would anyone else like to share?
Good morning. This is Minister Margot. I'd just like to thank God for another Sunday, for another broadcast from Blog Talk Radio or this ministry. I'd just like to thank God for blessing us all with another day. We have much to be thankful for, even though there are struggles, even though there are trials, even though we might not understand. We know God loves us, and I thank him for his love today. I thank him for his care. I thank him for sending his son to die for us. I thank him for sending us the Holy Spirit to walk with us, to talk with us, to lead us and guide us. I thank God for my life, and I ask you to pray for me as I go through this season of loss, but knowing even in this, God loves me, and he loves us all. So pray for me. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margot, for even reminding us that even when we're dealing with seasons of transition of family members and loved ones, how we're still to show God thanksgiving, and the fact that Minister Margo has the grace, my God, of God, to still say to God, I thank you for family. I thank you for the things that you've done. That in itself is such a blessing, because many people, when they're dealing with losses and different things, they do not have the strength to thank God. So we thank God for your strength. We thank God for his healing, for how he's going to use you to encourage others that are going through loss and things of this type. Because we know that we know that we know that God is good. And I'm going to ask everyone to do something that I have not done before. And at this time, I just want everyone to have a moment of silence that I want to dedicate to my cousin, Reverend Cynthia C. Berry. And so during this moment of silence that's dedicated to Minister Cynthia, Reverend Cynthia, I would like for you to think how good God used her to be who she was to you and to other loved ones. So just take a moment of silence. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for that. You know, a moment of silence, or sila, to recognize someone, is something that we do, you know, in America and various places to honor someone. Because if you haven't noticed, people have a lot to say. We have something as communication that is supposed to be a two-way communication between a receiver and a transmitter. Many times the transmitters are so busy transmitting until they're not listening. Sometimes they're listening to God, though, and God, through his Holy Spirit and through the Word of God, is ministering to them. But sometimes the receiver is so busy formulating their thoughts of what they want to say to the person that's transmitting the information until they're not hearing everything that the person is saying, or hearing what God is saying through them. Have you ever found out or seen yourself or caught yourself praying to God? And you may have prayed for an hour or a few hours, but you forgot to stop, to pause, to hear what God is saying to you. Sometimes we may have things that we want to pray to God about, and we know that he's all-knowing. And he's just saying, shh. Shh. Let me love you. Let me touch you in every area that you're hurting. Let me heal you. Let me make you whole. I know all about it. I know yesterday, today, and the future. Let me, talking about God, heal you, because you've already entered into my gates with thanksgiving. You've already, you know, entered into my courts with praise. you've already given me thanks and you've already praised my name. You've already been faithful, even when you thought you weren't faithful enough. Because I told you that if you would just have faith the size of a mustard seed, that you could do this and you can do that. So just imagine that mustard seed faith that God wants to bless you for. We oftentimes, even when Joshua earlier, he was saying how he was happy for his niece that was 1,000 miles away, and he talked about his creativity, and then Minister Sheila talked about, you know, how she was grateful for her sister having her birthday, Lucy, and the different things that she was thankful for, and how Minister Margot talked about the different things that she was thankful for and how she wanted us to, you know, encourage her and pray for her as she deals with loss. And one of the things that I want us to be grateful for to God is that we can have a moment of silence, that we can have a moment to have a memorial where we can silently think about all of the great things that our cousins and our sisters and our brothers have done in life. It may have been for us or it may have been for others. And how we can have Selah moments to thank God in our heart and our minds for all of the things that he's done for us and to us and prevented us from doing, how he's protected us. And in those moments of silence, if we were to jot them down, we were to journal all of the things that God has done for us. When we would enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise, it may seem like we don't have a moment or time to be silent. But do you know that it doesn't take much time for God to bless you? So if you pray to him for 55 minutes and at the end you're silent, or you pause for different moments, you'll notice how he can replenish you. I don't know about you, but how many of you know that sometimes it's hard to be silent? How many of you know it's hard not to cry during transition of a loved one? How many of you know that sometimes it can be hard not to tell your brother or your sister or your spouse or your friend, thank you? They've done so much that all you want to do is just thank them. They've been so good to you that all you want to do is just thank them. You think about the things that you see in the third world countries, and you see all of the stuff that you see on the news, and you just want to say thank you. There are so many things that I could thank my mother for. There are so many times that I could pray and say, God, I forgot to tell my mother thank you for this. I forgot to tell my father thank you for that. I forgot to tell my sister or my cousin thank you for this or that. God, I forgot. I thank them for many things, but I forgot to tell them thank you for this particular thing right here. I want to share something with you that surprised me. I have never, nor did I even come up with this in my life. But I remembered how in the month that the Lord allowed me to be born, how I could have been born any day. And one of the things that God shocked me on this year for, and I didn't understand it, was he said, Cecilia, every day of this month, this is for me. It is not for others, although it may bless somebody else. But he said, every day of this month, I want you to thank me for something. If you're thanking me for your family, that's good. If you're thanking me for being God, that's good. If you're thanking me for this or that, that's good. And so every day this month, I was blessed by God in order to tell God thank you. And then I remembered growing up that God blessed me to sing with the All City Choir. But then he reminded me of how my sister, Minister Sylvia, she moved in out of her place with our parents to take care of them. But how also she had did various other things with me. So I wrote on Facebook those various things, not all of them, that I wanted to be thankful to her for. And I remembered how I can think about how Minister Sheila, many of you may not know, she has a dish that we call Happy Pie. She would create her dish, Happy Pie, for us, and she would share it. She would make homemade dressing for us, and she would share it. She would make a ham for us, and she would share it. She would come and help me with this or help me with that, whether it was something with my son, because I was in the military. I was a single parent. And so I may have told her thank you, but God told me it's nothing wrong with telling her thank you again. And then he reminded me of how, you know, Minister Margot blessed us growing up. I mean, can you imagine being in a family where you're not loved? Can you imagine being in a family where people don't act like they're glad to see you? Well, that's not my story. Minister Margo has always embraced me. Whenever I've seen her, whenever I've had a conversation with her, she's always been consistent with me. Can you imagine the family members and so-called friends that haven't been consistent? Even if they were consistently mean, they were still consistent. I thank God for Minister Margo's consistency. I thank God for her ability and her willingness to come from behind to be up front. Because many times people don't realize it's easier for the people that have been out front the whole time to be out front, especially when it comes to the family. But the boldness that God gave her to come forth to share, and not only to share with us, but to bring her sorrows with her. So if she would bring her sorrows with her and you hear them on the line and they were celebrating her, how encouraging and motivating that is to know that not only did she bring her family, but she brought her, you know, sorority sisters with her. In the military, especially, Marines and Army, we say to leave nobody behind. See, in our family, we didn't ever want to leave anyone behind. We could be at family reunions and they'd pray for you and pray with you. And they could know that you were doing whatever right before you came in the service or the night before. So I thank God for teaching us that he doesn't want anyone to perish. If there's a sheep and there's one missing, he wants to go for that one. If there's coins and there's one coin missing, he'll teach you to go for it, symbolic of a soul. So as we think about the things that we're grateful for and the things that we thank God for, some of us have forgotten to thank God for the spouse that we have. Some of us have forgotten to thank God for the siblings that we have. Some of us have forgotten to thank God for the cousins and the aunts and the uncles that we've had. I thank God for every last one of the siblings that we were blessed to have on my father's side. Minister Sylvia, she's not on the air today, but she was supposed to be on the air today so that we could give a memorial to my mother's side of the family for all of the people that have transitioned. And it amazed me that Minister Sylvia, I know she wasn't feeling well on yesterday, didn't call in this morning to give that tribute to them. But then I realized, as we all were thanking God, that the people that are on the line this morning, Joshua, who's not even a part of the family, we all have the ability to right now share a tribute to those people. So whether we do it verbally or in silence, the fact is that we have such a cloud of witness on the Seabury side of that loved God, that walked with God, that talked with God, that prayed to God until we would be on the phone all day and night. Not just thanking the ones that have transitioned, but what about thanking the ones that are still here, that are here on this side of heaven to hear us say thank you? Because it's good to remember the ones that have gone on. But what about the ones that are still here? I know you heard Minister Sylvia and I talk about how Minister Margot's sister, Elder Missionary Tony, all of our lives, she called my sister Sylvia, Lorena and I, her baby. So many people may think that sounds like nothing, but in actuality, it's a lot. Many of us have been called lots of things, but someone's babies might not be it. I can say that there's people that I've worked with, there's people that I've encountered, family, friends, and foes. They've called me a lot of things, but it wasn't their baby. They said a lot of things about, but it wasn't their baby. And so I'm thankful that my cousin called me one of her babies. I'm thankful that she was willing to babysit us when we were young. I'm thankful that I have my sister, Minister Sheila, and Minister Sylvia, and Minnie and Mary, and they're still here this side of me. I thank God for everyone that's still here. I thank God that He loves me so much that He's allowed me to have my sisters and my cousins, and even my aunt that's 92 years old, still here with me. I'm thankful for my son and his niece, and his twins that are my sister's nieces and my grandchildren. I want to tell you about some things that happened to me on yesterday that have never happened to me before. And then, of course, I'll open up the line so that Minister Sylvia can share the names of the people that we're giving a tribute to. But on yesterday, I received a couple of special deliveries. My chair from college for the doctoral journey, he not only sent me a laptop because my laptop had broken, and he was like, well, why don't you just buy another? And so I'll share this with you. I'm not ashamed of it, and so I will. Many people have college loans and student loans. Well, my student loans are in the six digits. My student loans is equivalent to some people's salary a year. So I was telling him, no, sir, I can't afford to buy a new laptop right now. That is something that's coming. Although I've broken it, you know, because I've never broken a laptop, but I've broken this one. You know, I have to push the screen back. I've dropped it so much. And so one of my cohorts just sent me a laptop, special delivery. My professor sent me two very nice, expensive outfits for the twins. Plus, he sent me two collectibles, because those of you that may not know, I collect writing instruments. There's a difference between writing instruments and ink pens and pencils. And it's not only the cost of them, but it's even the way, the weight of them. They feel different. It's like they flow when you write with them. He sent me one that is from way back in the day when ladies used to wear ink pens as a necklace around their neck. And he sent me another fountain pen as well. And I thought to myself, I said, now, this is someone that I've met on my doctoral journey, but I've never, ever, ever had anyone that wasn't family, because I've had family bless me, but a non-family member to bless me the way these people did. And I remember something that my mother would teach us, and the Word of God teaches us. God will cause people to bless you, and you're like, wow. It's a wow moment. It's a won't he do it moment. I know Minister Margot can relate to a lot of people don't know, but many teachers will say that they're always teaching and that this is a teaching moment. Well, that was a teaching moment for me, because I learned that I had yet to tell these people that were in the cohort with me for my doctoral journey, thank you. To be honest, I was just, you know, going to school with them, encouraging them, and, you know, us sharing information together, but I hadn't told them thank you for all of the conversations that we had. Not that they had, you know, ever done anything for me, but the fact that they did it on their own. They sent me a laptop. Laptops aren't inexpensive, and even if they were, it would be for the very act. So who is it still here on this side of heaven that you need to tell them thank you? Once a week may not be enough, because maybe they're so discouraged that they need to hear it more than that. It's amazing what a thank you can do. I've had people that work for me that say, you know, ma'am, I don't always need you to give me a bonus in money. I don't always need you to give me an award. When you say thank you and you say it before people, that means so much to me. And so we're taught as supervisors to correct people in private and to praise them publicly. And you know what? For the most part, I believe that. But God's going to have to work on me, because I believe, like my mother believed, if you act up in public, I'm going to deal with you in public. So there are some people that you do need to correct in, you know, private. But there are some people you need to correct publicly, because that's the only way they'll stop doing what they're doing. And in some cases, that's you showing them love. So as God works with me that I learn how to balance when to praise people and thank them publicly. That sometimes, even when you thank people, they want it to be in private. Now, that's been a hard lesson because some people can't afford for you to thank them in public because so many people will run to them and try to use them and abuse them. So as we thank people for the things that they do for us and the things that we do for them, let's make sure that our thanksgiving is led by God and that it's of God. So if you have not heard anything else that I said on today, I want you to hear this. Let God show you how to thank people while they're still here. Let God show us how to not use people just because they have a charitable heart. Let God show you how to thank the ones in private that want to be thanked in private and thank the ones before people that need to be thanked openly. Because some of us will thank people in private, but we'll never thank them openly. Some of us will thank people openly, but we never thank them in private. So let's ask God for the balance of thanksgiving. Minister Sylvia, can you please share with us the people on the Seabury side that have transitioned? And I know you may have had a hard time getting through on the lines, just like we've had, you know, before. And while you're at it, can you thank, share your thanksgiving, those three things or whatever God has given you? Minister Sylvia, I'll turn it over to you.
Good morning, everyone. I would like to say I thank God for this chance to share with you all the Seabury Brown Sinclair side of the family transitional part. The first generation is Molly and George Seabury. Second generation, George Jr., Isaiah, Robert, his wife, Joseph, his wife, Eula, her husband, Bueller, her husband, Clara, her husband, Lula and her husband, Rebecca, Rosemarie, Dane. The third generation, George the third, Jackie, Cookie, Cynthia, David, Dora, Beverly, Babra, Alice, Dale, Bay, Ben, Becca, Tilly, Carol, Sandra, Billy, Eula, and Lula, Eula. The fourth generation, Steve, David, Nisi. And we have one from the fifth generation, Tierra. And the three things that I would just like to thank God for this year. First, I would like to thank God for my health and strength and the ability, and the ability to still be on this side of the dirt to give thanks, to give love and attention to my family, to give thanks to God for even allowing me to be able to be a part of a ministry. That's the first thing. The second thing I give thanks for is being able to be loved by someone, that someone wants to love me. That is my family. That is my coworkers and just people I come in contact with. And third, but really the first, I'm just thankful for God. It's so much you could say you're thankful for, but I'm just thankful for God. I thank God for what he has done for us this Thanksgiving, how he has brought me and my sisters together, and for her birthday, Cecilia possibly, like, I just thank God for this year. 2020 has been a year of really letting God know that you will stay focused, you will stay repentful, you will stay on your knees before Him, because if you are tripping right now with what's going on in 2020, you are not ready for what's coming on the world, believe me. Because what's coming on the world is that you will have to know the power of God, and you will have to stand and trust God and believe. I thank God for that. I could say many things, but that's what's in my heart for being thankful right now. So I give it back to you, Apostle-elect.
Amen. We thank you, Minister Sylvia, for thanking God for your family, for thanking God for Himself, and for thanking God for many things, and for reminding us that the Word of God tells us about how there are going to be people asking for the mountains and the various rocks and the various things to fall on them. And as Minister Sylvia said, COVID-19 has nothing on the end time when the Antichrist and the various things are happening. And so as God prepares us during these training days, many people may not have gone to basic training or various occupational training that the military has. It teaches you and prepares you for battle. And we need to thank God for teaching us and preparing us for the battles ahead. For we know that the battle is not ours, but it is the Lord's. And so we thank you, God. We know that we enter into His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise, because to be able to praise God in the midst of the battle, or to walk around until the walls fell down, like He did with Judah, we have no idea of what He has in store for us and our role that we will play. But we do know that the sea berries sing. We do know that the sea berries praise God. We do know that the Kaisers do fight. So He gives us fingers to fight, and He gives us hands to war, and we have to be ready. So get your praise ready, and get your fingers and your hands, because some of the battles that we're going to fight are going to be things that we write, and some of the battles that we fight are going to be things that we sing about. But one thing's for sure, we are gifted by God for any battle. And one of the hardest ones we're dealing with is learning how to transition and to have people transition and still give God thanksgiving. And I thank God for hearing Minister Margo on today. Give God thanksgiving in the midst of her sister, our cousin, Reverend Cynthia. Time is this. I turn it over to you, Minister Sheila.
Thank you, Apostle-elect, for your words and encouragement. Thank you, Minister Margo, for your words of encouragement. Thank you, Mr. Josh, for your words and thanks and encouragement. And thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser-Wright. I just want to thank God for the world today that He made, and to thank and to ask Him to bless and to teach and to send His teachers to help us through any and everything we're going through. I just want to thank each and everyone for tuning in today on Blog Talk for Let's Talk, which is every Sunday from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook, with Minister Sylvia Kaiser for Iron Sharpening Iron, which is 8 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, which is Blog Talk and Facebook, for Let's Talk with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. And I believe this Monday, can I get a little help here, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright? I think the speaker will be Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright.
Minister Lawrence Seabury will be speaking this Monday. It is the fifth Monday of the month. He will be speaking. It's our youth service Monday.
Thank you for your help and corrections. And I just want to thank you, and I just to ask each and every one of you to don't forget that each day that we live, that I say when you open your eyes, you take your breath, you know you're here, is to thank God. Because so many did not wake up this morning. Some might have woke up this morning, but they're not here now. But I just want to tell each and everyone to never miss a day. You can't thank them enough, but just say thank you, God, and your Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, for another day. And I want you to remember our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6, Kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. So have a blessed, peaceful, and wonderful day, and to thank God for, yeah, we are here now. Have a blessed one. Be blessed. Thank you. And have a blessed morning. Bye.